real estate needs. You need the K-Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K-Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
The plant called and said, if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. This week, your 80% host. Carney did the show on Monday. I get to do the rest of the week.
Kyle and I are 100%.
That's correct.
How about that?
That's Tim Weiland. And that's Kyle behind the board, filling in for Dan and Ian. The three guys who are usually here, and 90 of our listeners are still on vacation in Cancun. I heard there was a major problem for them today. Apparently, somebody ran out of sunscreen.
Oh,
don't you hate
no.
when that happens halfway through the week? By the way, that resort sunscreen bottle, probably like $30.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
$4 at Walgreens, $30 in Cancun. They got you, and they know it. All the food and all you can drink. Yes, that's all inclusive. Sunscreen? No, that'll be $30.
I wonder if you're allowed to bring your own.
Well, you can, but only in the 3-ounce
right.
bottles. That's
yeah.
the problem.
That's a day's worth.
You go away to Cancun for a week, by the middle of the week, everyone in your party, no, we don't have any left, and that's where they get you. We got a bunch of things to get to today, some of them light, some of them not so light, and I guess I'll start with one of the not-so-light things, and that is the horrible gun violence that affected St. Louis in the last 24 hours. 6 people killed in, really, in a 13-hour time span. I was hoping that 2015 would be a year that our region's image could recover after the last 6 months of 2014, which, of course, every time somebody talked about Ferguson, they had wide shots of the arch and the rest of our region. And people who did not live here thought that when they saw Ferguson in flames and protesters and looters on their TV night after night after night, they assumed that that was essentially this entire region. I know I got calls from friends of mine who don't live here. Are you okay? Yeah. 99% of the St. Louis area is okay. But we're taking a major image hit. And so this morning I hear the news about these 6 gun crimes that ended in death last night. And I wonder, if we had a chance of turning the corner after Ferguson, are we getting dragged back around to that street that we were on that wasn't any good to us? And I know people right here in our own region who look at the city of St. Louis as a place that they will not go. I know people who live in the suburbs, and not even in the outlying counties, but even in West County or South County or anywhere else in town who just, they might go down there for a Cardinals game. But for a lot of people, downtown is danger town. So I think it's important to note that of the 6 shootings last night, 3 of them were over domestic issues where the victim knew the killer. I say that so that you don't think that there were 6 random killings that took place on the streets of St. Louis last night. 3 of them took place in homes. Whether it was domestic violence that led to it or not, I don't know, but they were domestic issues. You know, somebody in the house pulls a gun on somebody else that they already know, and the vast majority of gun crime in our area and, in fact, in the country is exactly that. One of the others was a robbery that police think probably was over drugs, and the one that's getting all the headlines, because there's surveillance video of it, was the guy who got into the Drury Inn last night off Hampton Avenue near 44 and went in and shot Scott Knopfel, the night manager there. Now, I want to talk about this story for just a moment, and I'm going to take your phone calls here, 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. I just want to talk about the hotel incident, again, because it's getting the most publicity because of the surveillance video that's out there, and the police are asking for anybody who knows who the guy is who was caught on video to do something about it. But here's the story of what happened as we know it today, as it's been reported in the media. Scott Knopfel, the night manager of the Drury Inn there, unlocked the door to let the robber in because he thought he was going to be a hotel patron. And let me just stop right there for just a moment. If you're locking the door late at night, and this was 2:45 in the morning, 2:50 in the morning, you keep that front door locked overnight, I don't know, is it from 11 to 5, midnight to 6, whatever the hours are that you keep it locked. And there have been many times when I have stayed in hotels or motels, mostly smaller places, where they do lock the front door. And if you're staying there, you use your room key on a sensor at the front door to open that front door so that you can get in. Guy shows up at the front door. I don't know if he rings a bell or if he pounds on. And I'd love to hear from anybody who has a business that does lock up at night how you handle that. I was talking yesterday about how in convenience stores, most owners tell their employees it's not your job to protect the safe, not your job to protect the money in the register. Let them have it. I'd rather you be okay. We don't want anybody to die for a couple of $100. I'm sure that that's the attitude of the Drury people as well, but, and I'd love to hear from anybody who has a business that does lock up at night, how you handle that. I was talking yesterday about how in convenience stores, most owners tell their employees it's not your job to protect the safe, not your job to protect the money in the register. Let them have it. I'd rather you be okay. We don't want anybody to die for a couple of $100. I'm sure that that's the attitude of the Drury people as well, but